Radio on the Go can go with you anywhere. Download the free iPhone or Android app at radioonthego.com. Then listen live on your mobile device to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the Go.
Attention valued customers of First Bank Hampton. This is Dave Huberger, and we're getting ready for a fresh, exciting update coming your way. We're thrilled to announce that our lobby will be refreshed to serve you better than ever before. Picture this: modern, spacious, and designed with your comfort in mind. Services will not be disrupted during our lobby refresh, and you can continue to shop and conduct your daily banking. We can't wait to share our new welcoming atmosphere with you. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ, with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Today's guests on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program are Adam Makers, Franklin County Veterans Affairs Director. Also joining us today is the Vice President of the North Iowa Southern Minnesota Veterans Standdown that's going on in Mason City on Saturday, September 23rd. That is Josh Davidson. And Adam, I'm going to have you take it over right now and kind of explain to our audience what's all going on here Saturday the 23rd up in Mason City.
Thank you very much for hosting this, Mitch. Appreciate the opportunity to help get the word out to the local community about this great event that the Stand Down Committee has been preparing for pretty much the last year, since the one that they did have a year ago. I am happy to have Josh here with us as the vice president of that organization. And I'll just start with Josh. Can you give us a brief history of how the Stand Down started, and then why has it developed into something here that we are hosting in North Iowa, Southern Minnesota?
So the Stand Down was originally started in San Diego in the early 90s by a psychiatrist who saw a huge increase in homeless veterans and wanted to start a way to bring them all together, give them a sense of military camaraderie again, and get everything that they could need under one roof. A lot of people in Northern Iowa don't see the need for it, and I was one of those people. I started working for Iowa Works, and within my first 6 months there, I had six homeless veterans that I had worked with, and that kind of continued on throughout my entire time there. And I had talked to Peter Bieber, who's our president, who had been in my position previously, and we had discussed how there was a lot of resources, but you had to send them to 14 different places to get everyone suited. And so we came across the Stand Down, and he had tried to set one up before COVID, and we got together afterwards and put one in motion. Last year was our first one. We were able to bring in 192 veterans, and we had 30 some different events and resources there for everything from housing insecurity, food insecurity, mental health and addiction issues, to finding jobs, or just talking to people like Adam here who can help them navigate the VA system.
Sounds like a great event. I was involved in it to a certain extent last year through the VA benefits side. Was it from the VA healthcare side? Were they the ones there giving flu shots last year? And then you have somebody lined up to do that again this year as well. Is that correct?
Yes, we had people from the VA clinic here set up. Last year, they did not do flu shots. This year, they are currently scheduled to do flu shots. Everything is currently in the works and ready to go. They also, I believe, will be doing battlefield acupuncture, which are those little gold things they put in your ears that help with pain. I've done it before. I did it last year. It worked really well, actually. The VA will be there in a medical capacity, and then the VSOs to help for benefits side also.
What kind of items will be there, or vendors would be there, for homeless insecurities or clothing insecurities that veterans in the greater North Iowa, Southern Minnesota might be able to take advantage of?
So we have a great relationship with an organization called FAVA out of Forest City. It's Family Alliance for Veterans, and I can't remember the last A, but they are a great resource for homeless veterans. They help get them housed while they are waiting around to get into the VA HUD-VASH program, which helps extensively with housing also. They just have a little bit longer wait time than FAVA does. So we will have both of those representatives there for someone to talk to. And then we actually have been doing a clothing drive for the last year. And so we will have a selection of clothing as well as the DOD truck, which has surplus military items that if you are a veteran in with an honorable discharge, and I think there are a few other requirements that I don't remember off the top of my head either, you can go back and get a bunch of other stuff from them.
So with the DOD items, I remember last year they had a lot of cold weather items that they were able to give away, especially, I mean, it's fall now. My thermometer said in the 50s this morning when I woke up. So with that coming up shortly after the event, it's good to know that those types of things will be available.
Yeah, that's actually part of the reason we are having it at the time of year that we do, just because it's starting to get colder. It may not be cold yet, but we want to get people the items they need now instead of waiting until they're freezing and it's too late.
I know last year there were several vendors there. Maybe their HR department was available looking for job opportunities for those with employment insecurities or just somebody looking for a change in that area. Is that going to be the case again this year? Do you have some of those people lined up as well?
We do have some of those, but not to the extent as last year. We mostly are going to be relying on Iowa Workforce Development. They're going to have their counselors there, and they're going to be able to get everybody into that system, because a lot of the larger employers or employers in general in our area do actually post through them. So that will be our main course for that.
Does the Iowa Workforce Development then, are they able to help the veterans try and translate the skills that they've learned while in the military, no matter what branch of service they served in or no matter what occupation they had in the military? Are they able to assist them with transitioning that into civilian skills that are needed now?
So yeah, we actually have a veteran career planner. That was my position at Iowa Workforce Development. I'm no longer in it, but they are planning on filling it before this event. So I've talked to the gentleman and he's excited to be part of it. And we're hoping to have him their day of the event. But if not, you can go into an Iowa Workforce Development location and either request to talk to a veteran career planner. If one isn't there, they will set you up with one. There's one out of Waterloo who drives up here frequently and covered for me while they were finding a replacement. But they will always have someone there that can help a veteran.
Let's talk about a few of the other events going on the day of the stand down. Again, it's September 23rd, starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. There'll be a little bit of an opening ceremony, from what I understand, and it's scheduled to go through 5 o'clock that day, that afternoon. I know there'll be different vendors throughout. Can you hit some highlights as far as, from what I understand, there'll be a breakfast planned? Can you hit a couple other highlights on things like that that'll be provided that day?
So it'll start out, it'll be a breakfast, and we will also provide a lunch and a to-go dinner that day. We will also have silent auctions and live music. We have a barber there to cut hair if need be, but everything that day is no cost to the veteran in any way, shape, or form, including entrance fee, anything. We'll have you fill out a little bit of paperwork to see if we can help you specifically with anything. But other than that, it's come, enjoy your time, eat your fill, and see if we can make your life a little bit easier.
Hopefully, if nothing else, it'll be a good camaraderie, meet up with some other veterans in the area, which is always a good thing to have as well. You may not know all of the veterans in the area, but you can always meet a new one. Josh, I hope you stop by the barber shop that's up there, as you've got a great beard going, and we'll maybe they can trim that up for you. So hey, Josh, I appreciate your time. Again, I appreciate Mitch letting us be on the Newsmaker again today, and we look forward to this event. September 23rd starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's at the North Iowa Events Center, the fairgrounds there in Mason City,
open to all veterans and their families.
Thank you very much.
That's Franklin County Veterans Affairs Director Adam Akers and the Vice President of the North Iowa Southern Minnesota Veterans Stand Down, Josh Davidson, today's guest on our Newsmaker program.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com. Click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Tired of standing in line at the bank? Hi, this is Maria Sames with First Bank Hampton. Banking is now as easy as snap, tap, and deposit. Open your bank app, snap a photo of your check, tap a few buttons, and voila, your money is deposited into your checking account right away. No more rushing to the bank before closing time. No more waiting in line. With Mobile Deposit, you have the power of doing banking right in your pocket. Your time matters, and so does your money. Download the First Bank Hampton app today. Member FDIC.